Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is, wherever you are listening to 5 Minute Motivation. Thank you for listening. This is Brian Donovan, and I am here with Patrick Giarelli.
The one
and only old school Arsenio Hall.
That's totally what I was doing. Yes, yes, yes.
Things that make you go, I'm hoping that so many people in our audience don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
Nah, dude, you know Arsenio, and you know CNC Music Factory.
Oh, wow. If you're listening to us, you know Arsenio Hall and CNC Music Factory?
I mean,
maybe.
And if you don't at this moment, we've now given you something to fuddle with on Super Bowl Monday instead of actually working.
Yeah.
You can go Google these things. And look, I'll tell you, Arsenio at one point was the man. Didn't he bring Magic Johnson on as a co-host or something? Or
yeah,
at one point, Magic Johnson had his own talk show.
I think so.
Okay, so there's a lot for you right there. We've got different things to do. We're supposed to be doing 5 Minute Motivation.
I'm Magic, you're Arsenio.
Good either way, yeah. Wake up, victory's mine. On top, still on the grind. Gotta go get it right now. Holla at me, with me. It's time. I think the stars above, I know that take over, God, we gon' make it. Show the world that I shine in our greatness. Take control, take a shot, what you waiting for? Keep it real, never gon' fake this. Till we make it, till we make it.
So, if you are not familiar, and hopefully you are, hopefully you've listened to us before, we break down everyday quotes that you might see in your social media feeds or that might get fed to you by your barber or your hairstylist that... on the surface, if it's just a quote, if they just give you that little nugget, might not be enough. We want to push you over the edge and give you some anecdotal insight as to what those quotes might mean to us and therefore bring some value to you and make you think about what those quotes might mean to you and just squeeze them. Get that juice out.
Because
if you need a little juice, we got it.
Yeah, totally, totally. You deserve it. You deserve to be the best you. Have a great day. Those choices are always up to you. They're always right in front of you. And if anything we can say or do in 5 to 7 minutes.
To nine.
Sometimes.
To maybe
11,
12.
11, 12. Look, at the end of the day, the clock does have a 5 minute timer. And then it's a recommendation. It's a guideline. Because 5 minute motivation-ish. Or 5 minute-ish motivation doesn't sound as, you know.
No. And if you're a stickler for time, like
then screw you.
If you're a gym teacher and you got your own stopwatch out while you're listening, first of all, like, don't drive with a stopwatch and a phone and a coffee and all these things.
Oh, my gosh.
But if you're a stickler and you need to hit the pause button or turn us off, go for it.
Yeah, we respect you.
Yeah.
I respect you. And I think there's probably a mechanism to, like, fast forward all this part to get to the part that we're about to get to.
You never know what might be in this part.
Technology. Though. See, I wouldn't want you to skip the part.
No, don't fast forward us.
Because I feel like, A, you're insulting me. But B, hey, look, if we can get you to laugh, maybe, okay? I don't think either one of us consider ourselves clowns or what's that whole thing, you know, dance for me clown or whatever.
Jester, court jester.
Yeah, whatever. But I mean, but we certainly have a levity amongst us that man, if you can laugh a little, if you can smile a little and then pay that forward a little and then also tease your brain a little, man, I mean, you're doing more than most people do all day and we're shoving it into 5 to 11 minutes. So here we go. It's my turn. By now, you probably know the format. I think Brian probably already said something about this, but I'll kind of recap it again. I'm going to read something to you. We're going to talk about it. I'm going to talk for a couple minutes. Brian's going to talk for a couple minutes. We'll see if your brain grows any. I'm also working to become the next Micro Machine Man. We'll see what happens there.
Sold for $500.
Actually, that's something I want to do down the road too. But all right. Here we go. He's hit and go. Here we go, people. This is a very influential author. I've read many of his books. There's tons of them out there. I would recommend it. They're easy reads, too. Believe in yourself. Have faith in your abilities. Without a humble but reasonable confidence in your own powers, you cannot be successful or happy. Norman Vincent Peale. A lot going on there. But the first three words are believe in yourself. You know, I think the first place this kind of takes me is down the road of how I once started to believe in myself. All right. Here's a whole lot of truth coming at you real quick. Okay. So I'm a college kid. Average asshole, be honest with you. Skipping class, making poor choices, drinking more than I'm studying. I'll tell you that much. Got kicked out of a college. They let me back in 6 months later, thing called probation. So that all was pretty real, pretty quick. And I had kind of a self-introspective moments plural, was like, all right, well, do I want to be a piece of shit and get kicked out of colleges? No goals, no career aspirations. Or do I want to change that? And I kind of noticed that schools, institutions, high schools, colleges, they didn't really teach you self-improvement. They didn't really teach you self-investment. So I started reading books. I started going to seminars. I think I saw Zig Ziglar my first time when I was 23 years old on a stage. Started reading Zig, started reading Norman Vincent Peale, started reading everybody I get my hands on. That freed me up to believe in a better future for myself, to leave the piece of shit that I was behind, because I saw that I did not want to be that guy anymore. I wanted to believe in something greater. I wanted to have a more positive impact on just my immediate surroundings, family, friends, coworkers, college mates, things like that. And, you know, I still find it to be every day I am driving for more knowledge, more internal belief. But that was the road that I had chosen because I had seen potholes in my path. And I can absolutely attest that for me, can't speak for anybody but myself, and trust me, I do my absolute best to only speak for myself. But once I started doing that and had reasonable confidence, I felt that I could be successful or at least happy. A couple weeks away from turning 40, and I can at least promise you this, I'm a pretty damn happy man. What do you think, B?
I think what that quote makes me think of is the fact that you look at these really special people that are born with athletic ability but develop it. They're born with what you might think is innate abilities in music or these really highly talented people. I really do believe that there are certain things that you're born with and maybe that you are meant to be. But I also firmly believe, big but there, that Jimi Hendrix was not born Jimi Hendrix. He had to work at that, despite being potentially born with an innate ability to do something. And the reason I bring this up is because with enough hard work, you can do anything really that you want. You might not be a Super Bowl quarterback. You might not be the greatest guitarist of all time. But you can be tremendous at whatever you choose to do. I saw a band recently and just had the opportunity to chat with a guitarist after the concert. And I was just blown away by his abilities. And I don't like to dwell in the past, and I don't have many regrets. But one of my regrets is that having an interest in music and always being interested in the guitar and you know, musical instruments in general, I always admired my friends that put the time in and had the ability to play an instrument and could rattle off any kind of song that, you know, you could name a song and they could play you know, they could play the Simpsons theme song just right off the bat. And I always admired that, but I never put the time in to learn an instrument. And I wasted a lot of time just like you mentioned, you know, kind of just making bad decisions. And this was more in high school than in college. I did my fair share of, I had my fair share of transgressions in college as well, and wasted a lot of time there too, similar to what you just mentioned. But I was talking to this guitarist and I shared those regrets with him. And I said, you know, I really wish I had spent all that time, you know, working on something like what you did. I would imagine you were in your room at 16, just playing guitar all the time. And I was like, I wish I had that ability. I wish I could do the same thing. And he said, you can. Him saying you can, the way he said, it wasn't just what he said, it was the way he said it, that he just had full and total confidence. Silent confidence and just like
passionate,
you know, the
confidence.
Yeah, just the eye contact, you know, where he wasn't just being like, oh yeah, you could do what I do. He wasn't just being humble.
Yep.
he was being very, very sincere, and it was his confidence in my ability to do something like that that gave me confidence in myself and made me think not just in relationship to the instrument or being able to pick up a new hobby or a new passion and excel at it, but anything. It gave me the confidence to know that if you put in the work and if you practice something, if you have enough love for whatever it is that you're seeking to achieve, you can do it.
Yeah.
And all it takes is having a little confidence in yourself and grinding away at it and figuring out a way to become good at the thing that you want to become good at.
Boom. Figuring out the thing that you want to be good at and then doing it until you're good at it. I screwed that up. What'd you say? It sounded better. Whatever he just said. Rewind. That's today's. Whoa, cool. But you don't know what you just said, did you? But anyways, you at home, rewind that. Listen to that, and then make that your five words of the day. But like, do it. You can do it. You can do it, and then do it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Take that. Rewind it back. Brian Pack gonna make ya. Whatever the verb
Damn,
is there.
Damn, we could have fit something in there. That would have been hot, like we were doing it. But
if you take our advice, if you take our motivational input and you go and you work on something and you learn the guitar or you learn something that you love and you find confidence in yourself that you didn't have before, please let us know on all of our socials or email us at info@5minutemotivation.com. We would love to hear about it. We want to brag about you like a mom would brag about her kid to her coworkers. That's how we feel about you. Thanks, guys. We don't know you very well. We just met, but we love you.
Aww.
Wake up, victory's mine. On top, still on the grind. Gotta go get it right now. Holla at me, with me. It's time.
I thank the stars above. I know that we're gonna make it.
It'll take all we got, we gon' make it. Show the world that I shine in our greatness. Take control, take a shot, what you waiting for? Keep it real, never gon' fake this. Till we make it, till we make it.
Just take that into your pipe and smoke it for the rest of your thought process of the day.